Love on the South End was never really a bowl of cherries. You try to woo a prospective mate after she's set eyes on 8-foot tall killer nettles menacing the front door, you'll see what I mean. Of course, the Rottweiler barking all night from its pen next to the neighbor's travel trailer, which no longer travels. The one Mr. Dog Lover lives in with the hound chained close by for affection or protection or both. That doesn't endear new girlfriends to the neighborhood either. Most of my single friends have about given up on the local scene. They've dated every yahoo, unemployed or otherwise, down at the hotel watering hole and dating service, and those memories they'd like to forget, or at least suppress. I know, I had to mail order my bride. She probably sensed the muted desperation in my throb-filled love letters, but she took pity, I guess, on an old hermit. I sure didn't mention the banjos, or the ivy holding up the shack walls, or the well on its last legs with an ancient piston pump wheezing and gasping just to haul up a glass of water. Love, I knew, would overcome all those drawbacks. Of course, we were younger then, still marketable. My friends, my single friends, have grown a bit longer in the tooth. Some are missing teeth. More than a few have turned to internet dating to meet future partners, figuring, I guess, the pool around here has grown shallow with mostly old geezers fossilizing in the puddles. Now they got a pool of millions of prospective mates to choose from. Just sort through the criteria and run the data and preferences, make allowance for some creative exaggeration, then set up a date. Non-smoker, loves to walk the beach at sunset, enjoys good literature, would rather snuggle than watch TV, loves puppies and quiet conversations. The true translation, psychopath, possible killer. Fit, but could lose 5 pounds, enjoys an occasional glass of Merlot, young at heart. Translation, obese nursing home escapee. Fat chance of finding an honest person in the era of Facebook selfies. The Mrs. is counting her lucky stars, but our friends, Mr. Wright, is fudging the facts. He's balding, morbidly obese, 15 years too old, drinks until he blacks out, watches any sporting event on TV day or night, eats exclusively Doritos and beer nuts, and has the conversational equivalency of Cheetah the Ape and a literacy proficiency that's stalled with Archie and Jughead. He wants mostly to get laid, then left in peace with his TV show. He is, if you haven't guessed, 6 farts shy of being a heartthrob. Love is an elusive realm. It takes a lot of compromise to share a life, a whole entire life, with a person who has faults and idiosyncrasies that have to mesh somehow with your own. And on top of that, there's the cultural overlay of physical beauty and, well, physical beauty mostly, and sex. Let's not even go there. The rest is hard enough. Although for the guys, the rest is sort of superfluous. I know this isn't exactly an advice column, and by now you know any advice I got is seriously suspect anyway, but for those who still believe the AM radio bubblegum pop song notion of true love, don't give up. But do keep in mind, bad love is worse than no love. I've had my vaccination of bad love. Loneliness usually won't make you miserable or cynical or suicidal, but love gone south, love on the rocks, love turned sour and rancid and mean? Be choosy is all I'm saying. Be your own best friend. If that's all you got, remember, it's plenty.